Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bigley and Murata Mornings.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. It is brought to you by Revitalize Weight Loss and Wellness. Eat smart, lose weight, keep it off with Revitalize. Home of the Bickley and Murata Revolution.
Indeed.
Your first award, Vic.
First award, Vinny, is the I Have T-Shirts Younger Than Him Award. I'm giving to Miles Russell, who at age 15 not only made the cut at a Korn Ferry Tour event, he finished in among the top 25, shot a 566 yesterday at age 15.
Does that inspire you or just piss you off?
Do you know how hopeless and stupid I was at age 15?
Tell us.
How old was this kid when he first broke 80? To put it...
Don't rub it in like that. No, don't rub it in like that.
How old is your youngest son?
14.
14. All right, he's got 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
Will Colby on the Korn Ferry Tour this time?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that story.
Yeah.
It just makes you shake your head.
My son will be top 25 at flicking boogers across the room.
He's got to catch me first.
Oh, my God.
The target on Jared Carlin's back.
Always chasing Jared.
My first award is literally the dumbest thing ever said on ESPN Award, and I'm giving it to Kendrick Perkins, who said this about the Miami Heat-Boston Celtics series.
There's levels to this. Let's be real. It really is levels to this. I mean, the Miami Heat could go 100% from the field and 100% from the three, and they're still going to get swept in this series. They just don't have the personnel to match up with the Boston Celtics. That's it.
I mean, I guess it's possible if they turn the ball over 46 times. But for instance, yesterday, Bick, if the Miami Heat would have gone 100% from the field and 100% from three, they did go 100% from the line, 6-for-6, they would have beaten the Celtics 205-114.
I know. I don't think he meant it literally.
You can say the Heat need to play near perfect basketball to have a chance. You can't put it like that. And nobody called him on it either. If somebody said that on the TNT set, because it's
patently ridiculous.
They would never let it go. It would be a joke for years if somebody said that on the TNT set.
That is true.
Yeah.
All right, my first award is MCU, more like MFU. And this goes to the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer that was just released a couple hours ago. And, of course, written by our friend of our show, Rhett Reese. And it is a great trailer and something that you should watch. But if you're at work, make sure you watch with headphones, because it is the first R-rated movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It has quite a lot of F-bombs in it.
Is it what they call the Red Band trailer?
It was just the only one I saw released. Ryan Reynolds tweeted it out.
Wow.
Hugh Jackman tweeted it out. It looks very cool if you're into superhero movies.
Fine endorsement.
And the Deadpool
from Jared
and X-Men.
Yes. I'm not big into superhero movies, but I did really enjoy the two Deadpool movies. I have no knowledge of Wolverine, though. Is that going to ruin it for me?
You've never seen any of the X-Men movies?
No.
Wow.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm an adult male.
Oh, you're going to upset some of the listeners?
Wah.
Ah! Yes.
Those movies make billions of dollars only on kids.
Not for me!
All right. This is the Counting Down the Years Until I Can Become a Snowbird Award. It goes to our fair city of Phoenix, Arizona. Did you know that we hit 100 degrees yesterday?
Yay!
For the first time this year?
Yeah. Not for very long.
Only 10 minutes. Sky Harbor logged it yesterday for only 10 minutes, around 3-ish yesterday afternoon. But on average, over the last 30 years, we hit 100 degrees here on May 2nd each year. So congratulations to us overachievers this year.
Yes, way to get it done.
Let's go.
Wow, we're number one.
We are number one.
Followed by two zeros.
The Refuse to Lose Award I'm giving their co-winners in this. Scottie Scheffler on the PGA Tour, Nelly Korda on the LPGA Tour. Nelly Korda has won 5 consecutive LPGA events. Scottie Scheffler has won 4 of his last 5, including the Masters, and the lone loss, quotations, was a tie for 2nd. So he's got 4 wins and a T2, and she's got 5 wins. That's insane.
Did you see how much money Scottie Scheffler has made over the last, on that stretch over his wins?
I missed that, no.
According to Front Office Sports, because this was going to be my second award, in the last 43 days, Scottie Scheffler has won $16.2
million. Wow.
On the golf course. They did the math. It averages out to $375,000 per day over that stretch.
We know, based from examples, though, that that kind of money is not enough. For live golfers who need to support their families and
That's
grow
right.
the game.
They
That's
do.
Right.
Have to grow the game, man.
My last award is the, hey, can we get this as an option award? And I'm giving it to the television networks as a whole. At the beginning of yesterday's first playoff game, maybe it was Saturday's game. It was Cleveland-Orlando. The microphones went out. And for the first 2 minutes of the game, you could only hear the crowd effects and the in-arena effects, and it was really cool. Now, added bonus is that the 2 minutes that there was no broadcasters on is that it saved us from hearing Beth Moen's voice for 2 minutes that we didn't need to hear it. Her voice drives me absolutely crazy. But why can't they have that as an option for viewers at this point? Do you want to listen to the television broadcast? You could do that. You want to listen to either the radio broadcast? You can do that. You want no effects at, or no broadcast at all? You can do that. That'd be a cool feature for viewers. I say we get that.
I feel like that sounds vaguely familiar, like they once upon a time offered that. But maybe they need the announcers to
do
all
it,
the promos and stuff.
They do it. Like for the Final Four, they've done it, or big college football games, they've given viewers the hometown call option, but they don't do it on a regular basis.
All right, my last award is the Roasted Goat Award, and it goes to Tom Brady and Netflix, as the official date was announced today. May 5th will be the quote-unquote greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, hosted by Kevin Hart, featuring Jeff Ross and other surprise celebrity roasters. I'm not sure what to think about this. I do love roasts.
How do you feel about a roast, Jarrett?
Oh, my God. Oh, a Sunday roast with some carrots and potatoes. Delicious. Are you guys interested in the roast of Tom Brady?
Sure. I love roasts.
So, Vinny, it's 1st and 20 for the Steelers in the Super Bowl. The Cardinals are up. They should be able to close this out, right?
They
first and 20?
Feeling good?
I'm feeling great about this. 2:24 left. First and 20?
What's the time that they actually score the touchdown? Do you remember?
2:30. 2:35.
No,
2:37.
The Steelers, the winning touchdown.
I don't know.
Because people always say, like, oh, the Cardinals were 2 minutes away from winning the Super Bowl, because they always used it to after the Larry scored.
Yes.
Now, but they actually were only like 20 seconds away.
It was so good. This game was just so right there.
I feel confident. I think Aaron Francisco is going to step up and make a big play.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Do you have one more award, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because it was about Scottie Scheffler.